Chapter 3. Truth by Installments. Question. How do we reconcile the fact that in some Shastras it says that Shiva is supreme? Srila Sridhar Maharaj replies, Shiva is a type who is inquiring after something, but Vishnu is a type who has everything within. Shiva is searching. The Shastra says differently for different sections according to their capability of catching the truth. In the primary literature, it may be said that the sun is fixed and the planets are moving. But in higher astronomy, it may be said that the sun is also moving, with all the planets also moving around it. But to the children, the whole truth may not be said. The truth is given partially and by installments. Shastra has adopted this policy of giving things by installments in order that it will be accepted according to the different sections. Then, when they will reach to that standard, the Shastra will come to say, This is not the end, my boy. You will have to go further. This policy has been adopted in the Shastra by the givers of the revealed truth. And a quote from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 11. Loke vyavayamisha madhya seva nitya hi jantor nahi tatra chodana vyavastitis teshu vivaha yagya sura grahair asu nivritir ishta. Partially, by installments, the truth is being distributed to them, because they cannot accept the whole truth. They cannot understand the whole truth at once. The scripture advises that, quote, If you want to be united with the ladies, then marry, and in that way go on. If you want to take fish and meat, then you dedicate it to a certain deity, and in society you take it partially under the direction of a particular company who will make such arrangements. Your merit will be given to that animal whose body you are taking. But go on in contact with that company and take meat. End of quote. The advice is meant like that. Similarly, If you want to take wine, then first offer it to such and such god, and then take it. But it is not that you do not want it, but I am forcing it on you. Rather, because you cannot imagine your existence without the help of these things, I am giving some provisions to you under some restriction. Then again I will come and take you up to the further, higher advice of, now take this. Then presently the Shastra tells, Already for 50 years you have been trying to enjoy. Now come to the life of renunciation. Give up everything. Come and devote yourself exclusively in the search for the future life in a scientific way. In this way, the progressive steps are given. Human life itself is gradually progressing. First there is student life, then household life, to work. Then the third life is for retirement. And the fourth life, sannyas, is for giving up everything and going on independently. In this way, there is classification in the human life. In the section of the Puranas known as the Shaiva Puranas, it tells that Shiva is supreme. The Puranas are divided into three. In all, there are 18 in number. 6 are Sattvic, the upper division, 6 are Rajasic, the middle division, and 6 are Tamasic, the lower division. This classification is mentioned in the Puranas. In Gaudiya Kantaha, you will find mention of all these things, the classification of the Puranas. Some are meant for the lower, some for the middle and some for the higher sections of society. For this purpose, the Puranas are divided into three groups of six. Vedata Puranat. The Puranas are supplementary to the meanings of the Vedas, the higher revelation scriptures. The Puranas are called Puranas because they make the meaning of the Veda full. According to the degree and capacity of the people, Shastra has approached in different levels. Question. So, can we say that the Puranas are giving a lower conception? Srila Sridhar Maharaj. Some Puranas are giving the lower or minimum conception. That is, the minimum is that you do this. The Manu Sanhita says, quote, I am giving a list of fishes by name. Eat these particular types of fish, but do not take these other species. That does not mean that without fish, if you go on, then that will be bad. But because you cannot do without taking these things, because it is inconceivable for you to go on with your life without taking these things, I am giving the advice that that type will create some disease, that one will create some mischief, that one even more mischief. Therefore, the less mischievous things you should take. But my underlying meaning is that I shall call you after some time, go up. That indomitable spirit is within you to get all these lower things, so I must at least advise you to do something. Pravrittir esha bhutanam. End of quote. Srila Sridhar Maharaj speaking. The Upanishads make the analogy of riding on a horse. The horse is running towards a particular direction, and although the rider pulls on the reins, the horse won't come back. Then he is allowed to go at his free will for some time, and then again the rider draws on the reins. In this way, after some attempts, the horse will come back on course. It can be turned. In the Upanishads, it is mentioned that our ego is running like the horse. This body is a chariot, and the senses are like horses taking me towards their particular wrong directions. But I shall try to take them, to alter their course, to some other direction. They may not care for me, so what to do but let them go a little ahead for some time. But I shall try again and again, and eventually I shall see that the horse is responding to my command. The indomitable tendency towards this exploitation is here, pravrittir esha bhutanam. But what to do except give it all up and go to the other side, beyond indifference and abnegation, nivrittistu mahaphala, and that is proper adjustment. Yajyatat karmano nyatra loko yang karma bandhanaha tadatang karma kaunteya mukta sangaha samachara. Srimad Bhagavad Gita 3.9. Everything should be connected with the center, otherwise you will be responsible for exploitation and thereby get reaction. But if you can connect everything according to the scripture, according to the rules to deal with the center, then you are relieved from your local responsibility. You must work in the central intensity, and the center will make adjustment. Question. Is the Varnashram Dharma system given in the Puranas? Srila Sridhar Maharaj. Yes, it is in the Puranas. Questioner. Is it given in the Sattvic Shastra, but not in the Rajasic or Tamasic Shastra? Srila Sridhar Maharaj replies, in each of the tamasic, rajasic and sattvic scriptures, Varnashram Dharma is both included and classified. But sattvic is also not nirguna. But the niguna campaign may be begun from any post of Varnashram. A Shudra may come to have direct connection with the center, whereas a Brahmana may not accept, and he will have to turn again to go downwards. It is revolving like this, like a wheel, going up and coming down. A Brahmana is not sure to be a Brahmana always. After this birth, he may go down again to the lowest position, and then again come back up. Abrahma bhuvanal lokaha punar avartino. This sattva-gun, raja-gun and tamagun are interchanging their positions always. But nirguna has permanent value. That nirguna life may be begun from any position. A Shudra may begin that nirguna life. A Brahmana also may. Anyone may do or anyone may not do. Those who do not will revolve in this guna maya, going up and coming down. Exploiting means getting lone and becoming heavy. That heaviness takes him down. Then in the downward position he is being exploited, and thereby the loan becomes cleared. He is made light and goes up. In this way he is coming and going, exploiting and being exploited. It is a vicious circle. To get nirguna is to get out of that circle. Tasyaiva hetoho prayateta kovido na labhyate yad brahmatam upariyadhaha tal labhyate dukhavad anyataha sukham kalena savatra gabhira ranghasa. Quote from Srimad Bhagavatam 1.5.18. Quote, persons who are actually intelligent and philosophically inclined should endeavour only for that purposeful end which is not obtained even by wandering from the topmost planet down to the lowest. As far as happiness derived from sense enjoyment is concerned, it can be obtained automatically in course of time, just as in course of time we obtain miseries even though we do not desire them. Close quote. By the great force of time and space it is revolving. But only those who can acquire some sukriti, who have some tendency to serve in connection with the nirguna plane, they will survive. Gradually they will make themselves free from this vicious circle, free from that force of going up and down, up and down. Question. I understand that in the Varnashram Dharma system, even a Shudra must follow regulative principles. Srila Sridhar Maharaj. By that he may attain the Rajasic plane and gradually go to the Sattvic plane. But this is all Guna Maya. Nirguna is something else. A Brahmana may have some facility, but in spite of that, he may not connect with Nirguna. He may go to Brahmaloka, but he will remain within this material plane. The connection with Nirguna is independent of this Varnashram. There is Asura Varnashram and Daiva Varnashram, the classification of two Varnashrams. Where there is recognition of the highest, Nirguna, that is called Daiva Varnashram. And where there is consideration of the flesh in this Guna Mayi Jagat, the good and bad within the misconceived realm, the standard of misconception, that is called Asura Vanashram. From the standpoint of the absolute consideration, when Vanashram is connected with Nirguna, then that is really helpful, otherwise not. Question. Can we say that there is some facility for eating meat within the Vanashram system? Srila Guru Maharaj replies, yes, but that is saguna. Saguna, it is within the mundane nature. We take the flesh of the beast, but some mantram, some regulation, some deity, some particular company, association, all these things are involved. And what will that do? We are using his flesh, and the soul of the beast will get something from our merit. So it is not proper, but it is not such a brutal violence. It is modified violence, and the soul of the animal will be compensated in the next life according to the method in which he is killed. But those who are taking advantage of his flesh are not devotees. They are ordinary men, and they will get ordinary sattvic or rajasic result. There is no touch of devotion proper there, no touch of nirguna. But in the Vaishnava section, according to Shastra, the vegetables can be offered to Narayan. Those vegetables offered to Narayan will be elevated automatically. And those who are giving, who are offering, and for this service are taking that prasadam, for them there is no harm. They will be elevated by taking that prasadam. So, in the Vaishnava conception, both the eater and the eaten, all are going up, because they are coming in connection with that highest goodwill. But that is not the case with other, quote-unquote, goodness. Dvayate bhadra bhadra jnana sabha manodharma e bhala e manda e sabha brahma. From Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antilila 4, 176. In the world of misconception, the plane is misconceived. So what real benefit, good or bad, may be there? Ultimately, all is false, as in a dream. So, whether it is a good dream or a bad dream, there is not much difference there. In such a plane of unreality, to consider something to be good and another thing to be bad is all based on falsity. Misconception. Question. If an animal is killed, must that soul come again in the same species? Srila Sridhar Maharaj. Not always. The results of his previous actions will come forward. After the marriage of Devaki to Vasudeva, Kamsa, as a charioteer, is taking Devaki and Vasudeva to her father-in-law's house. At that time, some sound came from the sky, saying, "You are relishing this marriage, but the eighth son of your sister will be your killer." And suddenly Kamsa jumped and took his sister by the hair and was about to behead her. Then Vasudeva came to oppose him. "What are you doing? You are a hero, and you are killing your sister? Being afraid for your life, you stoop so low." In this way, on that occasion, there was some talk, and in course of that, Vasudeva said, "Before one dies, birth begins." Birth, rebirth, begins before one's death. Why? How is it possible? The next birth begins before his death because the past karmas come to take their satisfaction. Each one comes with its demands. All tendencies come to get the next chance, the first chance. It is automatically decided in some computer-like way. And when the body is left, the subtle body captures the soul and takes it. He may go anywhere and everywhere as the consequence of his previous actions. In the shape of idea, those consequences come to take possession. So, after a human birth, one may go down to be a tree. Even by living in accordance with the Varnashram Dharma system, we also find that some deva is coming to be a stone or a tree in his next life. All these things are happening. So, when one dies, it may be possible, but it is not sure, that a brahmana will again be a brahmana in his next birth. If he has done some previous bad action, then that may take him to the worst position. Whereas a chandala, who is finishing his lowest form of life, may come to be a brahmana at once. According to karma and the intensity and priority of the karma, the results have their effects. End of chapter 3, entitled Truth by Installments.